year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain, a true hero and a great statesman. Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment. Her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family of Senator John McCain, an American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
Ahead of John McCain's funeral, tributes continue to come in from around the world. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The long-serving legislator and the presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state and a true supporter of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
Mr. McCain died on Saturday at his ranch in Arizona after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
An interesting poll out about how Democrats really feel about ICE, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Some liberals using it as a rallying cry for November's elections, but a new poll finds only a quarter of Democrats support eliminating Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Though even though they don't want to fully dismantle ICE, 57% of the Democrats surveyed in the Associated Press poll view the agency negatively, including three-quarters who describe themselves as liberal. Overall opinions about ICE are divided along those partisan lines. While a majority of Democrats view the agency negatively, Republicans largely have favorable views of ICE. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A treasure from the Titanic sold at auction for a nice price. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auction says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife Miriam to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow up 259 points, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All right, good morning. It is 10:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 86 degrees, clear skies, no chance of rain today, but we got a heat advisory in effect from now till 8 p.m. tomorrow night. So anybody who's outside should drink plenty of fluids, don't exert yourself too much, get some AC. Watch out for the elderly, watch out for the youngins. Sunscreen is imperative. And try and do any type of work that's necessary outside in the mornings or the evenings when it's cooler. Today is the 28th. It's sunny, hot, and humid. High 94, winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear sky tonight, low 73, winds light and variable. For tomorrow, it is partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a high of 94. Now, after that, it's pretty much volatility all the way through. Sunny early, scattered thunderstorms, 88 on Thursday. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, 74 on Friday. Showers in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon on Saturday. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, 83 on Sunday. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, 86 on Monday. And all of those are a chance of rain of 60%. So, temperatures in the area, everything's looking red all of a sudden. 86 in Raritan, 86 at the county complex, 86 in Kingwood, 83 in Frenchtown, 86 in Asbury, 85, 87 in Highbridge, 85 in Highbridge, 89 in Vernon, and 85 in Phillipsburg. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We'll be right back with Tech Today right after this.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners and also the president of TeamLogic IT of Myrtle Beach. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers, be they seeking solutions for personal or business use, can be better informed when making personal decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will be focusing on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your question. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. My phone number during the studio is 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, go to bluepantherbiz.com or teamlogicit.com/MyrtleBeachSC. Hey, folks, welcome to Tech Today. Been all over, the country doing a whole bunch of different things. And so we're back here at the studio to talk with you about technology, the latest apps, and all that. So let's start off with, today is the celebration I talked about on Good Morning Hunter this morning. It's crackers over your keyboard. And I highly recommend that you don't do that. In fact, I highly recommend that you don't have food or drink anywhere near your computer. Despite the fact that that's a good advice, people don't really do it. So let's talk about what you can do and should do have if you have a problem. Let's get to the fluid first. The fluid is a big danger. If you happen to get water on the keyboard, the quickest thing to do is to somehow pack it in rice as quickly as possible, especially for phones. Phones, if you have, if you drop your phone in water, it's very important that you take the phone and grab some white rice and immerse it in a Ziploc bag of rice, and the rice absorbs the water that's in the phone. Now, it's tough, man. It's really hard. This is one of the biggest problems with phones today is that they get wet. And it's very important that you take care of that. How do people know that they are wet when you take them for service? Well, inside the phone is a special type of tape that smears when it gets wet. So, and that's the only time it would happen. So they know when there's water damage in the phone. So it's very hard to pull that stunt on anybody. Regarding your computer again, it's best to have a covered mug so that if you do spill it, it's minimal. It's best to not have any water around the cup, around the table at the computer at all. I know people drink a lot of coffee and have it next to their computer, and that's unfortunately very dangerous, especially with laptops. Now, if it's a keyboard, when you're using a desktop, not as big a deal, right? A keyboard is fairly cheap to replace, unless you have a very expensive one. But most keyboards are $20 to $30, and so the mistake is probably not as dangerous a situation. Crackers and pretzels and anything crunchy that breaks and falls out and makes crumbs also has an effect on the keyboard. Even dust, for that matter. I've had keyboards that I've just left on my desk, and every day, somehow, some way, dust gets in there. The first thing to do is it's best to have a dust cover. So I would put that over the top of the keyboard after you leave for the evening. If you are going to eat, well, it's best to not eat over the top of the keyboard. If by chance you get the crumbs into the keyboard, know these things. First of all, there are some laptops now that have an enclosed keyboard, so there is no way for things to get inside behind the buttons. So that's the first great thing. The second one is if you do have crumbs that get inside the keyboard, know that occasionally they're going to get between the contact and the key. So when you press down the key, it hits this electronic contact, and that's how it knows which letter you've clicked or touched. You might experience sometimes when you type, and all of a sudden you realize that the A somehow is not showing up on the keyboard. Well, sometimes that on the document you're typing. Sometimes that's because dust and or crackers or crumbs are stopping that A from making that contact and actually telling the computer to type that letter. How do you get the crumbs out of there? Well, the first thing you could do is you could take the top off the keyboard. It requires you to use a very small screwdriver. I highly recommend you do this over a tray because you're going to lose those screws. Number two is if you don't have that opportunity, you could turn the keyboard over and shake it out. Sometimes you can unplug the keyboard from the computer and use a vacuum. And lastly, you can also buy compressed air in an aerosol can. It looks almost like an oil can. It's got a very small stem on the lid, and you can actually use that to blow air and get the crumbs and dust out of there. Highly recommend that stuff. Best thing to do is prevention, though. So let's put something over the top of the keyboard, some type of cover. And number two, just don't eat on your computer. Just simple as that. Just don't eat on your computer. Go and eat somewhere else. Walk away from the computer anyway. From a health point of view, it's in your best interest to get away from the computer anyway during lunch. Yet we still feel compelled to do it as we've done for years. But if you have self-discipline, it's in your best interest to take your lunch, go away from the desk for a little bit, 15 minutes, have your lunch, enjoy some downtime, and go back and work. All that will help. All right, it is 10:15. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Tech Today, and you're on HuntChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. We've got plenty of things to chat about today, and one of them is the world of fitness tracking. How about this, folks? I know people are out there buying Fitbits and Samsung trackers and stuff like that. So there's another one out there called Motiv, M-O-T-I-V, Motiv Ring. Is the perfect combination of form, fit, and function. We're one of the smallest fitness trackers available, but we don't sacrifice functionality for size. We track activity, sleep, and heart rate, and we're comfortable and stylish too. So it's smartable, wearable technology. While you appreciate the shrinking of fitness tracker into a ring, form factor has no small feet. You'll be even more impressed that it's sleek, ultralight, and wrapped on a premium titanium shell. So find out about Motiv on mymotiv.com, M-Y-M-O-T-I-V.com. So we have the Fitbit, we have the Apple Watch that's doing all this. Now Motiv has come up with it. Bag the watch, put it on your finger. That seems to be pretty smart move on their part. There's another article here that I have. Let me see where it went. Best fitness tracking. Best fitness trackers from step counting to trail running, published by Wired.com. And it was Adrian So in Gear on August 28th. So fairly recent article talking about it. So the best gear she has, is first of all, is number one is the Nokia Steel smartwatch is available. It's $119. This stark minimalist device is a hybrid between an analog watch and a smart one. It looks like an elegant fashion accessory, but connects to the Nokia Real Health app on your phone to show you daily step count. It's simple and slim with a velvety silicone band and can transition from surfing to a wedding brunch without skipping a beat. And at $100, the Steel's also one of the most affordable trackers out there. For the additional $60, you can upgrade to the Steel HR, which also tracks your heart rate and distance traveled. Next one is the Spartan Sport Wrist HR Baro from Suunto. It's $523. Started to become a visible challenger to Garmin's dominance in the rugged sports watch category. When it comes to the all-important track navigational features, the HR Baro's accuracy is comparable, as it should be, since it also cites both GPS and GLONASS satellite position system. The Suunto Moves Count platform displays an incredible amount of data, and the sharp crystal touchscreen is a joy to use. If you don't mind a clunky phone app and have a bigger wrist and wallet, this might be the best watch for you. Garmin Fenix 5X is $700. The bulky Garmin Fenix 5X, large and horrifyingly expensive, but it's worth it for what you get. Garmin's top-of-the-line, meticulous topographic maps for the entire United States. You can create routes for running and cycling and the most remote trails. Locate points of interest, like restaurants, and save your own bacon when you realize that you're in the wrong turn on a hike. It lasts for weeks on one charge, tracks tons of different information like your heart rate and the number of strokes you make while swimming, and is comparable with a ton of accessories. If you love outdoor sports, you can handle the price and this large size. This is a great fitness watch. Samsung Gear Sport is $300. Many sporty wristwatches are beautiful, but they can be difficult to navigate for the uninitiated. Do you push buttons? Do you swipe or tap? We found that the rotating bezel on the Samsung Gear Sport, one of the easiest to interact with, also helps the watch to moderately sized and unobtrusive, and its app can track virtually any sport that exists. The Fitbit is $300. Fitbit Strength is their tremendous user, partner, and developer community, and their first fitness smartwatch will take full advantage of it. In addition to the usual heart rate tracking and step counting, you can customize the Ionix face, add independent developer apps to pay for your post-workout Starbucks run, which future software updates. You might also be able to track medical conditions such as diabetes and sleep apnea as well. Apple Watch Series 3, it's $399. You knew this was coming, right? The latest iteration of the Apple Watch is vastly improved, and it focuses on fitness. Unlike the Series 1, it's waterproof for swimmers. Apple's new workout app aggressively coaches you to greater enough activity and date to use day to close your activity loops. Pretty much any other app that you might have previously used, like Nike Run Club or Strava, also has an app and integration into Apple Health. It also functions as a life alert to warn you if your heart rate has gone off the charts and you need immediate help. Garmin Fenix 5S is $650. If you love the 5X but can't handle the size of the price, then you can go with the Garmin 5S. It's very similar. The Garmin Forerunner S45 Music is $450. The Suunto 3 Fitness is $199. And the Fitbit Versa is $200. So there's plenty more. There's a Garmin Fenix 5 Plus for $800. And that's about it. So that's all Unwired. And it just goes to show you that there's so many different apps out there. Now, let me be the first to express this. You can buy all the apps and you can buy all the watches you want. But if you're not motivated to do the work and you're just sitting there looking to calculate things that you've already been doing in the first place and just want to use it as a rationalization for your health-conscious person, you're kidding yourself. But if you're using this because you're going on a program and you're going to demonstrate the fact that you are, in fact, going to be disciplined, so be it. Then this might be the right thing for you. I would suggest this, though. Rather than buying a watch initially, I would take the opportunity to either borrow somebody's, or I would take the opportunity to calculate this stuff and get into a routine before you buy it. Too many people go out and buy technology hoping to have them have it change their behavior. And what you really need to realize is that you need to change your behavior and then use the tools to help you enhance that behavior. I've dealt with companies for years who had exactly the wrong mentality. They'd call me in, they'd ask me to apply changes to the technology, and I'd ask them why they want me to do this. And invariably, it's because they're trying to solve a problem. And I'd let them know that the technology can be installed, but it's not going to solve the problem. The problem has nothing to do with technology. The problem is the behavior. So if you're willing to change your behavior, technology will enhance it. But if you're not willing to change your behavior, technology is just a waste of money. So for those of you who want to be health conscious, don't buy an app or a watch to help you be health conscious. Be health conscious and then buy the app and the phone and the watch to help you enhance it and maintain that health conscious perspective. But if you're not health conscious, no watch is going to make you any better. It's just going to make you more depressed because you spent a lot of money and you didn't get anywhere. It's 10:28. We're going to take our news break, and I'll be back with more of Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Oversight Committee today will question Justice Department official Bruce Orr behind closed doors about his connections to former British spy Christopher Steele and the firm Fusion GPS, who combined to compile a now infamous dossier about President Trump's alleged Russia connections. Orr's wife worked for Fusion GPS, and he's been accused of anti-Trump bias. Congressman Ron DeSantis, the Florida Republican, says
he was one of the highest-ranking officials in Obama's Justice Department, reporting directly to the anti-Trump Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. So it's really an unprecedented use of official prosecutorial resources to have him that deeply involved in generating this opposition research.
DeSantis was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain, a true hero and a great statesman. Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment. Her remarks at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to the family of Senator John McCain, an American patriot who served our country with distinction for more than six decades.
Ahead of John McCain's funeral, tributes continue to come in from around the world. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The long-serving legislator and the presidential candidate was remembered as a true friend of the Jewish state and a true supporter of Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his condolences.
On this occasion, I wish to extend my condolences to the family of Senator John McCain, a great American patriot, a great friend of Israel.
Mr. McCain died on Saturday at his ranch in Arizona after a year-long battle with brain cancer. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
An interesting poll out about how Democrats really feel about ICE, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Some liberals using it as a rallying cry for November's elections, but a new poll finds only a quarter of Democrats support eliminating Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Though even though they don't want to fully dismantle ICE, 57% of the Democrats surveyed in the Associated Press poll view the agency negatively, including three-quarters who describe themselves as liberal. Overall, opinions about ICE are divided along those partisan lines. While a majority of Democrats view the agency negatively, Republicans largely have favorable views of ICE. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A treasure from the Titanic sold at auction for a nice price. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A pocket watch that was recovered from a passenger who died when the Titanic went down was sold at auction for $57,500. Heritage Auction says the watch had been recovered from a 34-year-old passenger named Sinai Cantor. He was a Russian immigrant who managed to get his wife Miriam to a lifeboat before he died in the freezing waters after the ship hit an iceberg in the Atlantic in 1909. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Watching your money now on Wall Street, the Dow up 259 points, the NASDAQ up 71, and the S&P 500 up 22. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, and we got plenty of other things to still talk about. One of the big ones is a change in perspective with the world of AMD. Now, AMD is a major chip supplier, a major chip manufacturer. They're the competitor to Intel. And Engadget reports in the business news, Steve Dent is the author, and he says that AMD's major supplier will no longer make next generation chips. So I don't know if this is going to make AMD scramble or not, but Global Foundries, which manufactures AMD's current Ryzen and Radeon chips, has surprisingly announced that it will stop all development work on next gen 7 nanometer processors. Furthermore, it has no plans to develop future 5 and 3 nanometer technology either. The company, which spun off from AMD in 2009, said it simply can't afford to spend billions of dollars developing new lines to keep up with the main rivals, Samsung and TSMC. Instead, it will stick to current generation 12 and 14 nanometer processes and expand product offerings around the tech. At the same time, AMD confirmed that it will be manufacturing future 7 nanometer products, including Zen 2 CPUs and Navi GPUs with TSMC. Those crucial future products will help it at least stay even with the rival Intel and possibly leapfrog its 10 nanometer chips. AMD has already said it would build them with TSMC, which came as a bit of a surprise to the industry at the time. It now makes sense based on the news from Global Foundries. In a MarketWatch interview, AMD said the Global Foundries bowing out could affect production capacity, but added that working with a sole manufacturer will simplify 7-nanometer development. The company will continue to work with Global Foundries on its current Ryzen and Radeon chips. Malta Global Foundries' 412-nanometer facility will remain a large part of its volume, said AMD CEO Lisa Su. Last year, Global Foundries said that its 7-nanometer LP chips would arrive in 2018, and the chips made using bleeding-edge EUV Extreme Ultraviolet by 2019. However, moving to 7-nanometer LP lithography is a big jump from the current 14-12-nanometer process, and reportedly would have cost the company $10 billion-plus for a single fabrication line. The investor behind Global Foundries, Mubadala, is the United Emirates, is apparently not inclined to spend that kind of cash on a company that has never made a profit. Lifting the burden of investing at the leading edge will allow Global Foundries to make more targeted investments in technology that really matter to the majority of chip designers in fast-growing markets such as RF, IoT, 5G, industrial, and automotive. Radio frequency, Internet of Things is IoT. 5G is the next generation of mobile technology, and industrial and automotive we already know about. So very interesting stuff. It's trying to be more of a, not a leading edge manufacturer. It's trying to just be a volume manufacturer. And because it requires a lot of investment, company's looking out for itself. You can't fault them for that. It's interesting that TSMC is now the focus of AMD to get what they need to get done. So be note to see if there's any disruption in that change and whether there's any problem with what might be happening with regard to the transition, the switchover. In the world of future, CNET reports that phones with flapping and folding screens are closer than you think. It's funny, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, we had these big monster phones, and now we've gotten down to these smartphones that are could be smaller, but they aren't. And we continue to buy bigger phones, even though they have more packed into them. Well, now they're trying to make them thinner. So phones with flapping, folding screens are closer than you think, says them, and it says that although we've seen flexible screens in Samsung's Galaxy phones, 2013's LG G Flex phone, and LG's OLED TV that rolls up like a poster, from this year's CES, we still haven't seen a completely bendable phone. But a small company based in Fremont, California, named Royola, Royal, pronounced Royal, it's R-O-Y-A-L-E, is hoping to get close. It has developed super thin OLED displays, about a 1/100th of a millimeter thick, which flex, fold, and even flap in the wind. It's also working on the phone hardware to go with it. Because the concept is seen as a possible direction for future phones, some big-time phone makers have already begun toying with the idea. Apple, for instance, has patents for a foldable phone with a flexible display, and Samsung is also reportedly working on a phone with an unbreakable OLED screen that's flexible too. These devices may serve as the innovative push the industry needs to sell more phones now that the sales are slowing down. Royal's bendable phone design envisions a wraparound device you can either use straightened out like a candy bar phone or bend around your wrist. Though the prototype wasn't already at the meeting earlier this week, Royal promises that its flexible phone will make its way to the IFA conference in Berlin, which kicks off next week. Though headquartered in California, Royal has factories in China and mostly works with other companies to put their flexible displays on everything from clothes and cars to speakers. Some products you can now buy, such as a $900 roughly felt top that has screen that hugs the crown. Others, like the aforementioned wraparound phone, has still in development. I briefly took a look at Royal's displays up close, and while they weren't touchscreens, they were indeed vibrant and have a sharp 200 to 300 pixel per inch density. They were also very light. One flapped consistently as a fan blew underneath it. We've seen concepts like the wraparound phone before. Back in 2016, Lenovo showed off its C+ concept phone, which aimed at do the same thing, combining the features of your phone with the portability of wearable. The C+ wrapped around your wrist, and you can flick through the display with your finger when back when the conversation of a flexible phone future surfaced. In addition to Royal and Lenovo, big-name tech companies are toying with the idea. These days, both Samsung and Huawei are reportedly working on foldable phones. These devices are rumored to have two screens side by side connected with a hinge. Much like the ZTE Axon M, phone makers are at least experimenting with the form factor. As of these companies, big and small, race to produce these bendable displays and hardware, your ability to purchase the world's most fast mass-produced flexible phones may come sooner than you think. Think about the possibilities of having a very flexible phone screen. If there's not a lot of technology behind it, theoretically you could take that and stick it onto anything. So you could put it on the side of a car, on the side of a truck, and so video could be traveling down the road. The ease of transport to do demonstrations becomes a lot easier, to do presentations. The ease of doing a presentation outdoors or impromptu is also there. And then, of course, because you can transform it from a phone to a wearable, one device. What I need to still see, and I've still been asking for, is the ability to have a phone be basically my CPU and then connect it to monitors. Now, that could be the monitor. You could put that on a wall or something like that, or on a tabletop. And then that could be your monitor, and your phone could drive the technology, the apps, and the like. That's what I'm looking for, and I'm waiting for that as soon as it happens. 10:42, we're going to take our last break. I'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Thank you. This is Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. I'm Chris Bianco, president of Blue Panther Business Partners and Team Logic IT of Myrtle Beach. Well, folks, the world of technology and the tech industry, much like any other large industry, wants to fix some of its problems on its own. And they want to do it before the governments get involved. Now, the governments have already gotten involved, especially when it comes to privacy. And this is nothing different than the insurance industry, the automotive industry. They're all trying to do the same thing. Why are they doing that? Well, it's in their best interest for both good and bad reasons. For good reasons, it's because they feel that they have the know-how and the efficiency to come up with the right answers for everybody. For bad reasons, it's to make sure that the government is not infiltrating into their business and causing them to do things that they just don't want to do, and it's going to cost them a lot more money. So we'll go on the premise that they're doing it for the good reasons. Cecilia Kang of the New York Times reported on the 26th that the tech industry pursues a federal privacy law on its own terms. Technology companies have taken plenty of heat for privacy this year. In May, Europe began enforcing a sweeping new law that lets people request their online data and restricts how businesses obtain and handle the information. Then in June, California passed its own law that gives people the right to know what information companies are collecting about them, why the companies are collecting the data, and with whom they are sharing it, setting a privacy benchmark for the United States. Now top tech companies are going on the offensive. In recent months, Facebook, Google, IBM, Microsoft, and others have aggressively lobbied officials in the Trump administration and elsewhere to start outlining a federal privacy law, according to administrative officials and the companies. The law would have a dual purpose, they said. It would override the California law and instead put into place a kinder set of rules that would give the companies wide leeway over how personal digital information was handled. That's starting to sound like the dark side a little bit. Quote, "We are committed to being part of the process and a constructive part of the process," said Dean Garfield, president of leading tech industry lobbying group, the Information Technology Industry Council, which is working on proposals for the federal law. Quote, "The best way is to work towards developing our own blueprint. The efforts could set up a big fight with consumer and privacy groups, especially as companies like Facebook face scrutiny for mishandling users' personal data. Many of the internet companies depend on the collection and analysis of such data to help them target the online ads and generate the bulk of their revenue." Quote, "It's clear that the strategy here is to neuter California for something much weaker on the federal level," said Ernesto Falcon, legislative counsel at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital rights group. The companies are afraid of California because it sets the bar for other states. In the United States, tech companies' efforts to fight privacy regulations gained momentum in late spring as it became clear that the California proposal might become law. As a board meeting for the Information Technology Industry Council in May, Joel Kaplan, Facebook's top lobbyist, warned that an early proposal for privacy in California posed a threat to the industry and that the trade group needed to make the issue of privacy a priority. According to two group people briefed on the meeting, who were not authorized to speak publicly, Mr. Kaplan said the California proposal would spread to other states. The people said top lobbyists for other tech companies agreed that it would be more problematic than the new European law and that it would unleash a patchwork of state laws that would not only strap the businesses but become a regulatory headache, the people briefed on the meeting said. Until that moment, there has been a split in the tech industry about privacy rules. Companies like IBM and Salesforce, which sell data storage and software to other businesses, were more willing to accept consumer privacy laws. IBM and other members of the Information Technology Industry Council said social media and other companies have relied primarily on advertising for revenue, like Facebook and Google, were adamant that the industry should fight all rules. But all that meaning, it became clear that Facebook and Google had softened their resistance to a federal privacy law as long as they were deeply involved in writing the rules. "There has been a complete shift in privacy," said Chris Padilla, Vice President of Government and Regulatory Affairs at IBM. "There is now broad recognition that companies that were restrained resistant to privacy rules can no longer just say no. Facebook declined to comment, but in congressional testimony in April, its chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, indicated that the social media network would be open to privacy regulations. Google said it seemed inevitable that privacy rules would come to the United States. There are renewed efforts to define the privacy legislative frameworks of the future, and we look forward to working with the policymakers around the world to move the process forward, Google said in a statement. Many of the companies also recognize that it would be a good time to press about with a federal privacy law, since Trump administration officials have expressed openness to a business-friendly approach to the rules. David Reddle, the head of Division of Commerce Department, that is leading the privacy agency's privacy efforts, said in a July speech that the administrative's commitment to proprietary would be our guide. We know that the industry is looking to administrative to demonstrate leadership in the issue, he said at the time. They're rightfully concerned about the potential for a fractured and shifting regulatory landscape. Lindsay Walters, White House Deputy Press Secretary, said in a statement that the administration aimed to work with Congress on legislation that is the appropriate balance between privacy and prosperity. The administration said it intended to have an outline of potential rules by the end of the year, but the timeline would easily be pushed back as numerous agencies may be involved, including the Commerce Department, the Federal Trade Commission, and the National Institute for Standards and Technology. This doesn't sound much different than the net neutrality arguments that were going on not more than, 5-6 years ago. So be advised that it's going to take a bunch of reiterations. The news is going to jump into it as quickly as possible, make people freak out because it's going to be something that they don't want, but it's not not written in stone yet. And the shape of how the legislation eventually comes to an eventual conclusion is done by a mix of outbursts, fake news, or I wouldn't even say fake news. It's actually news that should be released, but it's premature. And so we're going to have to go through those reiterations and see how the businesses, the government, and the constituents, us, all kind of accept it as how it's all going to work together. So we'll see. Be on the lookout for changes in privacy. Meanwhile, in the world of privacy, Netflix, Mozilla, is publishing its Firefox user data, much like Google has done and Facebook has done. Frederick Lardonis today reported that an organization, Mozilla, has always championed transparency, and today it's taking one step further by pulling back the curtains on its internal data for how many people regularly use Firefox and how they use the browser. The new Firefox public data report will include information about yearly and monthly active users, how many hours per day those users spend with Firefox, how long it takes users to upgrade to the latest versions, how many Firefox users install add-ons, which add-ons are the most popular, and more. The data can be segmented by region and by the top 10 countries where Firefox is most popular. The data that's available in the report today goes back just over a year, and Mozilla plans to update the site at least once per week. Mozilla stresses that this data doesn't come from some kind of real-time monitoring system, but that it's aggregated and anonymized data from a subset of its users. Indeed, if you're a Firefox user, you can simply go to About Telemetry and see what data is used and sent to Mozilla. You can find a few examples of what kind of data Mozilla is publishing in the gallery below. Right now, these new reports only focus on desktop users. Mozilla noted that getting data from mobile users is a bit harder, but that it plans to include data from mobile users in the next version of the tool. That hardware report hasn't been updated since May, though. The launch builds upon another Firefox data project at Mozilla that launched about 2 years ago, the Firefox Hardware Report, which provides more insights into what processors, graphic card Firefox users use, for example. So there you go. Firefox is moving ahead to try and give more stabilization and more transparency. And when a company does that, it puts pressure on the others to somehow come clean in a similar manner. So like that's happening, and it helps us eventually get to the true truth, the actual truth that we're looking for. Folks, it's time for me to clean up here. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully I've imparted some of that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Oversight Committee today will question Justice Department official Bruce Orr behind closed doors about his connections to former British spy Christopher Steele and the firm Fusion GPS, who combined to compile a now infamous dossier about President Trump's alleged Russia connections. Orr's wife worked for Fusion GPS, and he's been accused of anti-Trump bias. Congressman Ron DeSantis, the Florida Republican, says
he was one of the highest-ranking officials in Obama's Justice Department, reporting directly to the anti-Trump Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. So it's really an unprecedented use of official prosecutorial resources to have him that deeply involved in generating this opposition research.
DeSantis was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka saying John McCain, a true hero and a great statesman. Ivanka at an event to highlight women's empowerment.